And we're going to read from God's Word. We're going to read from Galatians chapter 5. It's on page 1171 in the Church Bibles if you want to follow. But we've also got a picture of a bowl of fruit, because this passage is talking about the fruits of the Spirit, which are the things that God wants to grow really in each of our lives, in the lives of followers of Jesus Christ, things that he wants us to be and to become and to show more and more. So let's read. You, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love. The entire law is summed up in a single command: love your neighbor as yourself. And I'm going to turn over and move down to verse 22. He, in between, talks about things that we can do that are not in accordance with God's desires. But then in verse 22, he continues, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Becca, over to you.
So when we're thinking about sharing God's good gifts, it's not just the fruits of the earth that we share, and these are kind of the fruits of the earth, either directly the fruits of the earth or sort of
from the cornflake mine.
So it's not just sharing the fruits of the earth that we are called to do. We are also called to share the fruits of the Spirit, and they're God's good gifts to us, the things he wants to grow in us, that we're called to share with others. And in the Bible reading that Richard just read, Galatians chapter 5, it tells us what these fruits of the Spirit are. So first question is, I'm wondering if anyone can tell me how many fruits of the Spirit there are. We'll go for hands up rather than shouting out. So there's a hand at the front, okay.
Nine.
What do we all think? Margaret? You think seven? Yeah, anyone else? Joyce is going for seven. Okay, let's do a little, hands up if you think nine. Okay, hands up if you think seven. Oh, the answer is, it is nine. I was about to say the answer is eight. It's not eight. It is nine. So nine fruits of the Spirit in Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23. I'm wondering if, to help us remember that there are nine, we can remember what they are. And I'm not going to tell you that they are up on the wall in the church building. So anyone want to put their hand up and tell me one of the fruits of the Spirit? Let's see if we can get to nine. Val, love. Love, that is actually the one that comes first. So anyone want to tell me what one, let's try and do it in order maybe. What comes next? Love?
Joy.
Joy, yep, next. Oh, there's a hand at the back. So love, joy, what's next? I think I heard it.
Peace,
yep. So love, joy, peace. What comes after peace? What do we think? There's a hand at the front. Faithfulness is one of the fruits of the Spirit. Hold on to that thought for a little bit later. So love, joy, peace, long-suffering. That is right, John. Does anyone know what long-suffering in a more modern translation is?
Patience.
Love, joy, peace, patience. What about what comes next? Kindness. I heard from that from somewhere. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. What comes after kindness? Faithfulness comes in a little bit. There are some hands up here. I'm going to go up here. It begins with a letter G. So we've got love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness. Yep. And then the one that a few people have, I think it comes next. No, actually, I think there's a, let me check my list. No, there's another one begin with G before we get to that one. Yeah. Self-control, that is the last one. Was that gentleness, Sarah? So we've got love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness. Then the one that everyone's been saying, faithfulness and self-control. I think that was nine, was that nine? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. There we go, nine fruits of the Spirit. So to help us think a little more about, I think I had them, did I have them in the wrong order? I might have had them in the wrong order. You're going to have to go back and fact check me in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. Now, to help us think a little bit more about how we can share these things with others, I've got a little quiz. So I'm wondering if we could have the first slide up, Alan. Can anyone tell me what type of fruit tree this is? We'll have hands up again. Or anyone like to suggest what kind of fruit tree this is? June has gone for pear. There's some pear I'm hearing there. Anyone else got any other suggestions? A vine? Not quite. Anyone else? Apple. Let's have a look at the next slide. Now, can anyone tell me what kind of tree it is? An apple tree. Okay, let's have the next slide. What kind of tree is this? I've heard pear. What was that, John?
A deciduous
tree. I can see John's determined to catch me out this morning. Sarah? Sarah's going for a pear tree. No? Anyone want to have a guess? Yeah, what do you think? An orange tree? I don't think anyone said what kind of tree it is. Let's have a look at the... Oh, Graham's going for an olive tree. What kind of tree is it? So I think this is actually a plum. So let's have the next slide. What about this one? I'm not sure this maybe counts as a tree, but it definitely grows fruit. David? Raspberries. Yeah, let's have the next one. There we go. Raspberry canes. The next one. What kind of tree is this? David, you work in a garden centre, so I think we'll come back to you in a bit. So Sandra's going for peach, cherry, apricot. Pear. Oh, Pam, you might be on something. Let's have a look at the next one. It is a pear tree. So this is the last one. What kind of, again, I'm not sure if this is actually a tree, but it definitely grows fruit. So what kind of fruit growing thing is this? Oh, blackcurrant, not quite. Blackberry. I've heard of vine. What kind of grapes? Let's have a look at the next one. There we go. Well done, everyone. You can give yourselves a pat on the back if you guessed any of those from the first picture. But the point of that little exercise is that I would say it's much easier to tell what type of fruit tree it is when we can see the fruit. Yeah, it's much easier to identify what type of tree it is when we can see the fruit. And it's the same with the fruits of the Spirit. We can think, oh, I'm a kind person, but how do people know we're a kind person? When we show kindness. We can think, actually, I want to be a patient person. I'm going to be a patient person. But how will people know we're a patient person? When we show patience or long-suffering, as John said, forbearance. We can say, actually, I really want to be a peaceful person. But how will people know that we're trying to grow the fruit of the Spirit that's peace in us? They'll know that when we don't argue or fight or retaliate. And how will people know that we have self-control, that we're trying to grow that fruit in us, when we don't react if someone insults us, when we don't respond, when we take our hopes and our fears and all our emotions to the Lord instead of back out at other people? So it's much easier to tell what type of fruit tree, what type of tree those fruit trees were when we can see the fruit on them. And it's exactly the same. I've just got one point this morning. It's exactly the same with the fruits of the Spirit. We can think all of these things, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control are good things and that we want to have them in our lives. But actually, the only way people are going to know we're people that are growing these fruits of the Spirit in our lives is if we share them with others. So as well as sharing things like food, which we've got at the front, the Bible tells us to share the fruits of the Spirit too. But actually, that can be quite hard. If I'm stressed, I'm not always feeling very patient because there's already too much to do. I don't have time to be patient with you. Maybe you're all very patient. I'm not. So this can be really hard. And so the only way we can possibly grow these things in our lives, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control, is by spending time with the Lord in prayer, in his word, and drawing strength from him. If we try to be peaceful people in our own strength, we'll just fail. If we ask God to give us his strength to help us to be peaceful people, we might just do a little bit better.